I panted, a sheen of sweat forming on my forehead as we worked together in sync. We were just getting started, but the heat in the room was building quickly, the energy between our bodies increasing with every fluid movement. Heart pounding and pulse racing, I punched the air ferociously, my knuckles white with the force of my grip. Adrenaline coursed through my body, the high energy music, the shouts of encouragement, the steely determination in the instructor's face as he shouted, pushing every single one of us to our limits. Catching my breath in between tracks, I took a moment to read the room. Hot, sweaty, red-faced bodies swung about, some with their heads between their legs, gasping for air, desperate for the class to end. Others with their feet bouncing from one to the other, raring to go again. Buzzing with vitality, I was one of those that couldn't get enough. I wanted more. I needed more. Push me to my limits and I'll fucking break them, a voice threatened in my head. We continued onto the next track, my combat stance ready. Imaginary faces popped into my head and I took them out one by one. A hit to the nose, an elbow to an eyebrow, a fierce kick back before I gained my composure, ready to go again. The instructor, Joe, playfully called people out for not quite hitting the mark. The ones he knew well and he knew wouldn't get offended. A little reserved and quiet, he never picked on me, but a part of me wished he did. To give me that attention, his bright eyes on me with that playful, mocking smile. Ab's work on the mat was last, and I was sad that the class was coming to an end. I worked extra hard, clenching my muscles and baring my teeth as the burn increased exponentially with every thrust upwards. I grunted as I pushed myself to the very end. I took my time stretching out my muscles before realising I was one of the last people in the studio. I placed my mat back and headed towards the door. Joe was waiting to give me his morale-boosting goodbyes, as he does with every class. "Nice work, you did great out there," he said earnestly as I walked out the door. "Thank you," I said shyly, my red post-workout face disguising the gentle blush in my cheeks in reaction to his gentle encouragement. "See you next time," he said, smiling with a twinkle in his eyes. I halted for a second longer than I normally would. Joe's eyes were blue and kind, with an air of playfulness behind them, a detail I'd never noticed before. I walked towards the changing rooms for a shower. The usual busyness and vibrancy of the gym had died down, and I realised it was not long before closing time. Stopping dead at the changing room door, I sighed as I read the handwritten sign. "Out of order. Sorry for the inconvenience." "Oh shit," I said in annoyance. I was desperate for a shower before closing time. I stood on the spot for a moment, contemplating what I should do, before Joe's voice interrupted my thoughts. "Oh, that's annoying. Sorry about that." "Oh, hey," I turned towards Joe. "Yeah, it is. I'm meeting some friends for drinks and wanted to shower before." "Look at you, getting all pumped up before a night out with your pals," he said, a huge grin on his face. And there it was, a little taste of that playfulness. I smirked back. "And what do you normally do after a workout on a Friday night?" I asked, surprised at my own question. "Ah, that would be telling," he winked at me. Those blue eyes again, that cheeky face. My heart rate shot up. How was I only noticing now just how attractive he was? His tall, muscular frame towered over me as he hovered next to me. "What's your name?" Joe asked, his eyebrows jutting up quizzically. "Obviously you know mine." "Ella," I say, smiling eagerly. "Ella," he repeated, and paused a second as though contemplating this as new and exciting information. "You know, you can always use the men's. It's always dead at this time. Wait one sec, let me go check." He disappeared behind the door. I couldn't believe he was suggesting I use the men's. But sure, I could have a quick shower in the men's changing rooms. What harm could it do? Joe came back with a smile on his face. Yep, it's free. Go, but be quick. I'll keep watch. I smiled at him before I pushed the door open, heading straight for the showers. I briefly scanned the room to ensure it was empty. It was silent. A faint smell of aftershave and sweat hung in the air that was distinctly different to the women's changing room. The urinals were a stark reminder of the new territory I was in. I hung my towel up ready and tore off my gym bra and shorts, giggling to myself. I felt incredibly naughty. The hot water felt good, pounding my skin, washing away the sweat. I was conscious of the time and Joe outside waiting. I vigorously lathered my body with the lime-scented shower gel, the uplifting scent only adding to my energy and mood. I massaged my hair with the shampoo, my fingers and nails gently scratching my scalp, giving myself a moment of self-care after working so hard in class. Then the water stopped. What the? I fumbled around for the button, trying to not get shampoo in my eyes. I pushed. Nothing. Shit. I tried to remain calm before pushing the button, over and over. No water came out. Everything okay in there? Joe's voice echoed out into the empty room. I jumped at the sound of his voice and hesitated. Oh shit, what do I do? Shampoo was starting to stream into my eyes and I couldn't see anything. No, it isn't. The water, it's gone off, I shouted, unable to believe my predicament. A few seconds passed before I heard footsteps approaching. Cover up, I'm coming in. Wait, what? Joe was coming in. My heart jumped into my mouth and I grabbed my towel, covering my foam-covered body hastily. Sure, come in, I said, inwardly laughing at the absurdity of inviting Joe into my cubicle. The shower door opened and Joe entered, covering his face with one hand. This happens a lot. I just need to fiddle with the regulator here. That should do the trick. Oh, fuck. Joe shot backwards, trying to escape the lashes of hot water pummeling down on him, but it was too late. He was drenched in seconds. I burst out laughing. Joe looked at me for the first time and joined in, us both giggling in unison. I don't know what you're laughing at. Look at your towel. I looked down, noticing my towel was also wet. Looks like we're both screwed, I said, my laughter slowly ebbing away as I realised Joe was staring at me. He was no longer laughing or smiling. His eyes roamed over me, my hair still lathered in thick, creamy shampoo, bubbles trailing down my face. He blinked away droplets of water, his mouth opened slightly as though catching his breath. My heart reverberated in my ribcage. The adrenaline, already in my system, suddenly felt amped up, as though injected directly into my veins. The reaction was raw and instant. I wanted Joe, wanted him to fuck me, right then and there. Ella, he almost said in a whisper. I let the towel drop and stood under the water. I watched his eyes follow the trail of shampoo and bubbles down my breasts and nipples. His eyes flickered downwards towards my sparse pubic hair, now covered in foam. Joe, I said, bringing his attention back to my face. I stood on tiptoes to kiss him. It was slow and tender to start, our wet faces and lips touching and tasting for the first time. But soon that energy ramped up and I was ripping off all of Joe's clothes. He pushed me back against the wall and slid his powerful muscular arms underneath my buttocks, lifting me up in one swift movement. I whimpered at his sheer strength and the sight of his muscles bulging as he held me in place, pressed against the wall with his body impressed into mine. He kissed me hard and our tongues entwined before he pulled away and stared at me. Do you think you worked hard enough tonight, Ella? He said, kissing my neck and holding me up by my thighs. I can always work harder. Oh, fuck, I shouted as he entered me, shocked how full and thick his cock felt inside me. "You're so fucking big," I cried out as he penetrated me fully. Joe paused a second to look at me with his blue eyes and laughed confidently. Then he immediately started fucking me again. The empty changing room is now full with hot steam and our mesh of groans and grunts as Joe fucked me hard against the shower wall. He gripped my thighs as he pinned me in place with his dick, my legs instinctively wrapping around his waist, inviting him in deeper. Sounds of our wet skin slapping against each other filled the room as he rammed me deeper and deeper. He stopped, dropped me gently and spun me around. I let his hands guide my hips into position. Reflexively, I pushed my ass into the air, ready to take his girthy dick once more. His entire length slid into me. I felt every inch of his cock tease and tantalise my walls before bottoming me out. I barely had a chance to take in the exquisite touch of him inside me before he slid his length fully out again and he hit my pussy with force once more. My eyes closed as water streamed into them and my mouth opened involuntarily. Hot, steamy water entered as I gasped for air. I attempted to hold the wall for balance but lost control as Joe slammed into me harder. "Oh my god, I'm going to come, Joe, fuck," I cried out. My voice caught as my cunt quivered gently, signalling I was about to come hard on his cock. "That's it, Ella. Enjoy that cock. Keep going. You're going to get what you deserve tonight, every drop of my cum." Joe grunted in my ear, his powerful body wrapped around my own and his pump into me relentless. His words sent me spiralling over the edge, my orgasm making my legs tremble as I violently contracted on Joe's dick. He thrust hard one more time before I felt him groan and rock forwards and backwards, rocking me rhythmically and wrapping his arms around me tightly as he filled me with his cum. "Looks like you've learned one or two things from class, Ella. You're a strong girl. Can take a good seeing to you," he said, still gripping onto my body, which was now filled with every heavenly hormone you could think of. "I don't know about that. I still think I have a lot to learn," I said, turning around and leaning in for another kiss. Joe pulled away. "Damn right you do. And we need to work on your technique, starting now," he said, his arms roaming down my hot, wet and steamy skin. Joe's eyes sparkled as he smirked at me. There it was, that playful, mischievous face I had been waiting for. And this time, his smile was only for me.